Today's lunch for the Nishnah Chaim Luz from Chari Moshe Haniel Rivka was Moshe Yosef from Menachem and Ramayshe we discuss from Shlomo Chaim Moshe and Malka Yonis and Sara we have Baruch Abba Sara Malka Tzvi, hope you get a good oil change over there. So we are holding a Milah Siman Kuf Pei Tess. We started Sif Aleph. Let me just remember exactly where we are. Oh yeah, wait a second. Okay, so just one more point that I forgot to mention yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about how we mentioned the Hatayvu Meitiv, which is because of the Aruge Beta that they did not decompose and they did not and we were able to bury them. And it's a strong reminder that no matter what you're going through in life, Hashem, through the most difficult time, Hashem is always with you. And that is the closing of the bracha, Lo'olam al yechasrenu, as Hashem keeps us lacking from anything else. So we're holding over here in the middle of Sif Katan Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, right under, for those looking inside, the top line of the second column in the Mishnah Berurah, using the Dershu Mishnah Berurah. V'siknu b'sholish malchias. We say in this bracha three times malchias. But nei shekva tiknu lahaska malchias beis David ben Yerushalayim. We mentioned did we did? I don't remember. We did this yesterday. Okay, we'll do it again just in case. Nei shekva tiknu lahaska malchias beis David ben Yerushalayim. We mentioned malchias beis David as we said in the ben Yerushalayim. In the ben Yerushalayim, we could not mention any other malchias, because it was inappropriate to mention Hashem's malchus together with the malchus of a human being. The kavish maskim malchus beis David. Since we mentioned malchus beis David, royal haske gam malchus shemayim. We should have mentioned malchus shemayim as well. Alam neisha ain't a derech covid. It's not respectable haske b'samach mamish b'chus to the shemayim or malchus beis avadam. It's not appropriate to mention the malchus shemayim right next to where we mention the malchus beis avadam. Ratzu lashlima. So the Chacham wanted to pay it back. Lahaska b'bichas hatayvu meitiv malchus kenegda. At least once we're adding the bracha, let's do a compensation. We didn't mention malchus shemayim in the last bracha. We mentioned malchus shemayim over here. But agav shetiknu malchus kenegda birchas rachim. Once they already did malchus because of to pay back for the lack of malchus in the bracha of rachim. Tisku tiknu lahaskir oit pa malchus kenegda birchas haaretz. Shaloi husku gamper malchus. Okay, they added malchus of a second malchus because of the birchas haaretz. But alpha bishvika dinay tzarch ba malchus she smuchel le birchas hazan. We don't have to because that is connected to birchas hazan. Remember, it's a bracha smuchel chaverta, so we don't start off with barachat Hashem lekenu melech, right? Uba niska malchus. So in the first bracha we have malchus. So therefore we mention it again. V'kevin shayim ba sholish malchus. I'm gam ken sholish hatoyves. Therefore we say three times hatoyv. The main concept of the bracha revius is thanking Hashem for the toiv that He does for us. Therefore, we say the gemalenu also lashigalenu three times. That's how the levush explains it. So then the mechaber said we say hamelech hatoiv ein loimer keil shebechol yom. So let's just, I'm going to look over here in the benching so I quote it properly, right? We say, HaMelech HaToiv, HaMeitiv, like first, Shebechol Yoim V'Yoim. So we should not say, Keil Shebechol Yoim V'Yoim, the God that gives us every day. Why not? The Mashmech Chas V'Shom, Sheshtei Rishuya. So it seems that there's a God for by day, there's a Keil by day, and there's a Keil by night. So we said, Keil Shebechol Yoim V'Yoim, would seem that there's two gods, Chas V'Shom. But we're only mentioning the God of that day. Which is the lashon that we have. Shere Kva already said Akel that was talking about the Rabbi Nishon. That's what we're thanking. So therefore, we don't say Hamelech Hakel Shebechol Yoim VeYoim. We don't mention the word Kale at all. The birchas hamazon balabais mesayim v'noimer amen. So now we go forward on to the end of the harachmans, right? We say harachman yugarech oisi v'sishti esavi esma, right? All of us v'skola shalani, everything we have. The moishon sparcha v'sein avrimis v'yakov bakom yukol kol. He should bench all of us. V'noimar amen. Now we say v'noimar amen, which is not the same as we'll see as v'imru. She'enoch amen. What's the difference between noimar amen and imru amen? Noimar is a suggestion. Imru is a command. He says here we say harach Hashem, bench all of us, right? So we can't command people say amen to bench me, right? I'm commanding you say amen to what I just asked Hashem, right? But we say the noimar amen. It's a suggestion. Say amen. She'en yachal ligzay oimer v'imru amen. Ma she'en came bebracha oisa shalom b'mroimav v'yasa shalom alein about kol Yisrael. There v'imru amen. Because there we're saying oisa shalom b'mroimav v'yasa shalom. There v'imru amen is shehu shevach shal kadosh baruch hu. There we're praising the Rebbeinu Shalom v'chol Yisrael mitzuvin, and everyone is commanded oimer v'imru amen. There it's more of a command. Very interesting. He brings down over here, right? So he says over here that when after I say the bracha, right, to Yavarech, Hasanu, Veskola Shalanu, we say the Noimar Amen, we give a suggestion, you should say Amen to it, that it should, that you're confirming, you're agreeing that it should happen. So he brings down over here from the Aruch HaShulchan that we have the minhag to say, but after the say the Misha Berech, when somebody has an aliyah, the Olam answers Amen, right? So he brings down for the Aruch HaShulchan, the Oisa came a kaim mitzvahs v'haftal reyacha kamoicha. When you write the Misha Berach is saying a bracha on the person who had an aliyah. When you answer amen, right, that means you want that the bracha that was given, not to you, the bracha that was given to this person who had the aliyah should come mekuyim. So he says that is a kiyum of the mitzvah v'haftal reyacha kamoicha. That you are doing. Okay. Acha Rachman, after the Rachman's Yeshlan is Amen, you can answer Amen. After any that tefillah, even if it doesn't have Hashem's name, you can answer Amen. Now you can answer Amen if you're not benching. So if you're not benching and the person is benching out loud and he says, any one of the Rachmans, right? Allah, you can say Amen. If you're benching, you can't be mafsik. With it, Yoima, you should say v'nisa bracha me'es Hashem. Koshein apasuk yisik bracha me'es Hashem. That's the proper nusuk. That's the nusuk we have now mentioned. Nahag loyim b'shabbos yantav rosh chodesh migdal on Yom Tov. We say migdal v'chol. We say magdal. The yesik dikdukim shal nusach birchas hamazon. Ayin bel yirabah. If you really want to see all the other dikdukim in the nusuk, you should look in the yirabah. Simen kuf pezayin sheherach bezeh on Purim. There's a question. We say migdal or magdal, but on Yom Tov and rosh chodesh we say Migdal versus Magdal. Okay, let's see the Mechaber see base. The base oval, we'll see from others that the minig is not really to change the nusach, but the Mechaber brings down that in the oval we would say slightly different. We would say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekenim El Ha'olam, Ha'kel, Avinu Makenu, Vareinu Goyleinu, Kadeshenu, Kadesh Yaakov, Ha'melech Ha'chai, Atoy, Ve'metev, Kel, Emes, Dayan, Emes. You would add those words in the base oval. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. The base of alignment bench, kishachem mochlanim, and whether other people are eating with avelim, mevarchanu bench, shu atzmevarch, the im beinon lazea sarai loi, aim beyardea, simon shin ayantas, vachrain shamatoiva, metal fize, and oim base of a shalah tavis, shalach gemulis. We don't say the three atavis and the three gemulis. Vachanu base yosef, aim bebach, poi, beshach sham, simon shin ayantas, shain servum, can they disagree? Lamaisa, our minig, there's different shittas in this, but lamaisa, there's a taisvus and ksubis. Taisvus and ksubis says that we don't change it unless there's 10, and we don't really do 10 together in the base level anyway. So therefore, we don't change. As far as I know, we don't change the nusach of the benching in the base level. Okay.
Fine. Even if you have 10, you don't make a mezumen in a base level.
You don't make a mezumen, and therefore, since some hold that we only make these changes if you have 10, so an alminig is not to make a mezumen. Loyalenu, we shouldn't know, but if somebody's an avelis, even if he has 10, you don't make, you dafka don't sit together, so you shouldn't come into the question. We try to avoid doing it in a base level, and therefore, it seems that we don't change the nusach from it. Okay, let's start Simen Kuf Tzadik. Acha shesim b'chaz hamazon, when you finish b'chaz hamazon, Mevarach Bar Pri Hagafen, assuming you're benching on a kais. We went through this at length when we bench on a kais, although Mechaber brought down that you can really do it whenever you want. Our minhag seems to primarily do it when we have 10. I think, David, was it you who mentioned your father used to do it with even when there was 3, or was somebody else who mentioned it? Oh, I forget who it was. Maybe it was Simcha, I forget. Maybe it was Simcha Shver who did it. But our meaning generally is that we have 10. So you have 10, you're benching on a kais, you say Bayer Pri Agafen. The Yitoim Hamavarach, the person who makes the bracha, has to take drink some of the wine. Okay. In Hifsik ben Abrach Latima, Ayin Lakama Sim Reish Ayin Aleph. We'll get to that in a little bit. See if that's Vav. If you made a hafsik between the bracha and drinking. Other people should taste one a little bit. In kulam zakukam lekais echad, if they're all relying on this one kais, v'noisan hamavarach mikaisa lekais reikan shaviyadan, he pours from his cup into an empty cup in his hand. Lo yitamu ach yitamhu, they should not drink from the wine until he drinks. Avlam en zakukam lekaisa yichalim lutam kais yitamhu. They each have their own kais in front of them, and he's making the bayar priyagafim for everyone. Then they don't have to wait. He now says this thing that if they have a partially full cup, you only have to pour from your cup into their cup if their kais was pagam, meaning that they drank from it already. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Achish Shesayim, great Saloima, Kishimavarach Birchas Amazon ala kais. When you did bench Birchas Amazon ala kais, Kimavarach El Simon Kuf Pei Beis, as we mentioned, the Simon Kuf Pei Beis. You should say Baruch Pri Hagafen after you finish benching. Even if you had wine during the meal, now that you benched, you have to make a new Baruch Pri Hagafen. Anything that we eat or drink after benching, suda heresy. It's a separate meal. When we bench, we've completely been masiach das from anything beforehand, therefore, any brachas that I made prior to benching are no longer in effect. Okay. Now, we said that if you're mafsik, ayin lekama simen reisha ayin aleph sif tesvav, the chayzim avarach, that if you're mafsik before you drank, you have to make a new bracha. Ubemilsa the shayak lasuda and the chayzim avarach with the evid. If your hafsik had something to do with your suda, which is really unlikely now because really all you need to drink is wine, but maybe you said, bring me some cups so I can pour off some wine for the other people that are here. So that would be, have a shaykhus to it. Then you don't have to make a new bracha, but the eved, but still you're not supposed to be mafsik. Since he made the bracha, he should be drinking first. Im kulam zakukim. So lashon megumgam tza. So the, and we saw when we learned that the lashon is slightly hard to follow. So the kavanas ke'ilu kasa, v'chein. And therefore, im kulam zakukim, but right to loyman, the loyman boyim yeshrak kais echad the kulam shaisam kais there. Not only if there's only one kais and everyone is going to drink from it, bevadi nachle chila shehu yitam kaidim. So normally, like when we make kiddush or we bench on the kais, we usually have one kais. If everyone is going to be drinking from my kais, then of course I have to drink first. Vafilim kalachet kais reikin lefanav. Even if everybody, they're makbet on germs, so everybody has an empty cup. He's going to pour off from his kais. So you have one of those, you know, automatic wine distributors, right? So you're going to pour off, and it's going to fill up a cup for anyone. They shouldn't taste before. They're all relying on his kais. Enoch Nami's pouring off for them, but they are reliant on his kais. Avalim enam, right? Salima. What does that mean? Call echad kais yayin. They each have their own cup. For whom I see him, Rabbi Chassid, he's just being mitzi. But have a kila hemi bracha ma'atzma. Shemei kain. It says that they're making their own bracha. And in tzrich l'abdom, they don't have to wait for him. And tzarech kai adalel. Shaloi ha yizakuk and lekaisa shal mevarach. But tam dein tzarech lishbrek mishum to came into yatsu Rabbi Chassid. He doesn't have to pour. Since they, if they each have a kais, then there's no reason for him to pour. Because they were yaitse with his bracha. Im kain kais is kolecha mikra kais shal bracha. Everyone's kais becomes a kaisha bracha. So when would be a case that they all have their own kais, but you still have to pour? Is if their wine was pagim. In order to repair, as we learned a couple of weeks ago, that in order to repair pigima, you have to pour in. In that case, he shouldn't taste first. He should first make their cup not pagim, and then he should pour off into them. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yemetz Hashem, on Monday, we will start with Sif Beis.